Really look at the field of candidates, decide who aligns with your values and your priorities, and rank them in order.
Well, if our listeners are interested in learning more about ranked choice voting, maybe generally, but also, of course, in the Portland context, are there resources that you'd recommend?
So if voters are looking for more information, they can go to www.portland.gov/vote.
Do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to hopefully connect with as many Portlanders about the election as possible in the coming months. So I'm glad to start here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. That was Grace Ramsey from Democracy Rising. She's a national expert in ranked choice voting, and we spoke about this new election method that Portlanders will be taking on in the fall. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.
Hey, everybody. It's Greg McVicker, creator of Undercurrents. Glad you're listening. This is KBOO 90.7, Portland.
Hello, dear listeners. Oil for Kisses is a monthly program on KBOO 90.7 FM, Portland, that highlights the headier and weirder sides of underground metal, post-punk, DIY hardcore, and beyond. Every month features a different theme where we delve into the history of a specific genre topic or musical location, or simply churn out the best, brightest, and ugliest sounds from around the globe. Join me, DJ Krauthammer, every first Friday night, Saturday morning of the month, at midnight till 3 a.m. for Oil for Kisses to experience it for yourself. Only on KBOO 90.7 FM, Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Engineering Committee meets on the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. This month's meeting will be held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
KBOO radio station is located in Portland, Oregon, in Multnomah County. We honor the indigenous people whose traditional and ancestral homelands we stand on. The Multnomah, Kathlamet, Clackamas, Tumwater, Watlala bands of the Chinook, the Tualatin, Kalapuya, and many other indigenous nations of the Willamette and Columbia River regions. It is important to acknowledge the ancestors of this land and to recognize that we are here because of the sacrifices forced upon them. In remembering these communities, we honor their legacy, their lives, and their descendants with the forming of relationship to each other and the living world. We establish and support harmony within ourselves and set the stage for practice.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell us names in first then?
Hi there. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. Great show today. Music, poetry, super Indian, and more for you. Stay tuned at 7 for the Indigenous Power Hour mix. We're highlighting the Tiny House Warriors album. It's pretty rad, so we're going to have some tracks from that. Speaking of that album, we're actually going to play a track right now because I'm that excited. I want to start off. So this is the latest release from my personal favorites, you already know who it is. Snotty Nose Rez Kids with the Warriors. Enjoy.
Thrive in the wintertime. Yeah, I'm what they call a savage kid. My family tree is bigger than the Old and New Testament. I put a fist up. That's where they call it Kaepernick. Somebody gotta stand for it.
Tell them who you want.
So beware, we black snake killers. Blackfish, I've been a killer. We're the ones you can't get rid of. Sound familiar? Yeah, long hair, that Ric Flair. Nature boy from the village. GE, for really, really, you see how I'm rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Nah, I stand and rock. Think there's something in the water. Here's some food for thought. Is it really a felony for wanting my water clean? Expect it's not the rage against the machine. Ain't moving like Rosa P. Nope. You know why? Cause this dream catcher been catching your pipe dream. Word. Look what happened to Flynn. No disrespect, but the same thing happens to village kids that see water from the tap and are dying to live from the cancer it gives. Where's the state of emergency for them?
I don't know.
Like you know the story. Broken treaties, unholy matrimony. One nation, under the creator, homie. All my relations, many with Choney.
Warriors, come out and play. Officers, we're here to stay. Put a fist to the sky if you ride with me. As long as I'm alive, I'll stand for this.
They be greasing their hands. Putting on our people while they're stacking their bands. While they say we all equal, they don't look at us as people. All they see is our land. Believe in the cedar, yeah. We can leave it to Beaver. Yeah. True, don't act for the man. We need a real leader. Middle fingers to the colorblind. No disrespect, but if you don't see color, you don't see me neither. Step in line, man. Invited Uncle Sam. Got the shields held high. We'll be fine, fam. Yeah, we ready for war. Don't cross the line in the sand. You'll be lying in the sand, boy. I die for my land, real talk. Look. Stand with the Warriors. Yeah. This land is who we are. We can't let you destroy us. Until the people said, yo, bro, they can employ us. Look, man, it's not like I haven't noticed.
Hey, Quentin, I work for Tandem Logan, your apprenticeship of heavy duty mechanic. If we are looking, if you're interested, give me a call back as soon as possible. Thank you, bye.
To replay this message, press 1. To go to the pre-message deleted. You have no more messages.
Tiny house, what up? Water is life, please fill me a cup so I can spill it on your face and wake your dumb ass up. Enough is enough, wake up, yo. Kinder Morgan, here's a Kinder surprise. Indigenous resistance, man, we got 9 lives. We put a life on the line, not a lifeline. I'll be damned if I see another broken pipeline.
Warriors, come out and play. Officers, we're here to stay. Put a fist to the sky if you ride with me. As long as I'm alive, I'll stand for thee.
If the unceded land is your home, put your fist up, cousin, put your fist up. If you like your water clean yet alone, put your fist up, cousin, put your fist up. You know we're ready for war, we in a zone. Put your fist up, cousin, put your fist up. If you die for your land, let me know. Put your fist up, cousin, put your feet.
Warriors! Come out and play!
Warriors, come out and play.
We're here to stay!
Officers,
to the sky now.
We're here to stay.
Thank you. vacations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, comment section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, dividing and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing daughters, say it again, no clean water, but we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here, we still here. The father in sight, women warrior fight, I wanna break the cycle in the circle, non-verbal, nocturnal, no dress rehearsal, a hair by a century, awaken the spirit, be fearless and clear it, no limit, I spit it, I risk it, I hit it, it's written, never bitten, archived for my descendants. It's important to make a presence, representations at all levels. We are all rebels sent from the heavens at 11:11. So meet me at 7:11 to dismantle depression, to gather, to master and shatter the system. I know what's missing, I see the gaps, I have the maps to take it back. Come on. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, comment section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, dividing and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing daughters, say it again, no clean water, but we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here, we still here. Enrage and resistance, take back the land is the business, step up and witness, speak up, go the distance, the time is now, show them how, they didn't want us to powwow, so we made a powwow, now allow your powwow. Four push-ups to dance your style, I'm hella versatile, my indigenous girl lifestyle. You checked my Insta profile, too quick to reconcile without the truth or impact you. You tell the lies of the voting booth, we'll make it smooth. Elders and POCs do all the work, make moves. Culture vultures waiting to play and take away what is sacred. Internalized self-hatred, culture lost. Nothing to show, they try to be a bro. Be careful and let them know we are here and we in control. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, comment section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, dividing and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing daughters, say it again, no clean water, but we still here. We're still here. The message is clear. They wanted us to disappear, but we're still here. The message is clear. They wanted us to disappear, but we're still here. We're still here. They call me on my cellie to hear my words and my verbs, my words into action. I'm the girl that makes it happen, shutting down the streets. I complete, I defeat with just one tweet. No need for press release. I never couple these middle fingers up, but I call for peace. Water is sacred, yeah, I'm jaded. Why need us hitted? Still native kids be taken, still treaties are forsaken. Still stupid, not educated. This is stolen land, the time is now. We demand, your occupation is out of hand. United we stand, kill the master, save the people. Kill the ego, no sequel, no one is illegal. Power to the people, together we are better. Talk in circle, pass a feather. Talk in circle, pass a feather. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, comment section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, dividing and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing daughters, say it again, no clean water, but we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we're still here, we're still here. But we're still here. They try to ban our pot latches, but we're still here. Smallpox and tree of the tears, but we're still here. We're still here.
That was JB, the First Lady, with Still Here, and before that, the latest release from Snotty Nose Rez Kids with The Warriors. Coming up next, this is A Tribe Called Red featuring Mos Def and Black Bear with R.E.D.
We are the Halusa Nation. Our DNA is of earth and sky. Confronted by the Ally Nation, Alien Nation, the subjects and the citizens see the material religions through trauma and numb. Nothing is related. All the things of the earth and in the sky have energy to be exploited. Even themselves, mining their spirits into souls sold. Into nothing is sacred, not even their self. The Ally Nation, Alien Nation.
Red, true and living.
That was A Tribe Called Red, featuring Mos Def, a.k.a. Yasiin Bey, and the drum group Black Bear with R.E.D. So, folks, it's almost June! Woohoo! And with June comes Pride Month. So, in honor of Pride Month coming up, I wanted to take a trip back to yesteryear, and we're going to listen to the interview that we did with the organizer from Diné Equality, talking about two-spirited issues, what that means, and especially what it means for folks on the Navajo Nation. Enjoy.
Yate, my name is Alve Nelson. I work up on the Shlong, Kanani Bashishin Do, Tanjikine Edesh Che, Tachini Edesh Nada, Le Bishbitore, Ena Shak, with all the Nim and Shlong. My name is, like I said, Alve. My good friends call me Ray, and I am part of the Water Edge people and the Townhouse People Clans, both on my mother and my father's side. I originally called the Arizona portion of the Navajo Nation my home, but currently reside in beautiful Gallatin, Mexico, which is kind of like a border town. Our city is actually located between the Navajo Nation and the Pueblo of Zuni. But I've been here for the last 2 years. Both my partner and I recently just purchased our first home together, and we are in the process of raising a family here. And his family actually is from New Mexico, and we are about 40 minute drive from his mom and the rest of the family. But yeah, like, all our friends and those that we love are here every weekend, and that's who I am.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's really awesome to have you on the show.
No, it's an extreme honor to be a part of this and to just share a little bit more about the work that the Coalition for Diné Equality is doing here in the southwestern part of the United States.
So can you tell us how Diné Equality got started?
Yeah, so back in 2013, as many of us can recall, that was during the time when the United States Supreme Court on the federal level offered several legal opinions in regards to marriage and what would happen in the homestead of families in our country. I know that many tribal nations, in many cases, the sovereignty of our tribes is very important to our everyday lives, but the U.S. Supreme Court had said at the time that they guaranteed several things and several protections, and of course that led up to 2015 when the courts also decided that all 50 states should recognize marriages regardless of someone of the same sex and what have you. So back in 2013 at that time, I was completing school at the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque. My partner, Brennan, was working for the tribal government here in the Navajo Nation. So I was displaced about maybe 2.5 hours away, going to school while he was at home, not only taking care of his family, but also building a livelihood for both of us. And he supported me through the whole process. And I was finally done with school, came back home to our community, and we started asking people the question, like our friends, like regardless of what was being said on the federal level or on the local level, our, like, Haiti and I's relationship and us being together for so many years would not be recognized in our own tribal nation, regardless of what the federal government said, because of sovereignty of our tribe. And that was the main argument that tribal leaders made at the time, and they continue to make the argument today. And so we said, we got to do something about this. We need to politically organize. We need to get together. We're going to bring families together. We're going to bring elders. We're going to bring grandmas and grandpas, and not only have a conversation, but to really do grassroots organizing the best way that we know as Indigenous people can do it. And that's what we did. We got together. Everyone he knew in our clan, everyone knew in our families, and we had a conversation about the future of what does it mean to be someone that's different? What does it mean to be someone that's LGBTQ in our communities? And we politically organized ourselves. And so from that point until today, we continue to offer pressure among tribal leaders on the Navajo Nation within the government. Regardless of what positions they take, we hold them accountable for anything that they say or the actions that they take. So since 2013 until now, we've actually done our part to make sure that every presidential candidate running for Navajo president understood the issues of the LGBT community and our LGBTQ community on the Navajo Nation. And in addition to that, made sure that they also understood that marriage equality has always been a right, a human right for indigenous communities and the Navajo people for generations since millennia. And I say this to the point, Nick and Jackie, is that in our creation story, we've always had same-sex unions as a recognized union among our people. It was never a problem. It was never seen as something that was disgusting. It was never seen as something that was different. And so when Brennan and I moved back home and started to live here and were always a part of the ceremonies, even when I was in college, it was so foreign to us to come back home and hear our political leaders and our government tell us that what we had together was something that was not right, that was disgusting, and that was something that was not of everyday life for our people. Whereas when we were in a community directly, it was a completely different story. And that's how the Coalition for Dignity Equality was created. And so we continue to push forward and advocate for not only marriage equality, we actually expanded our scope of advocacy. At that time, in 2013 onward, we were, if you could remember and recall back in history, a lot of organizations were fighting not only for marriage equality, but were fighting for the basic rights of couples. We actually said that more needed to be done because not only marriage was a major issue that was affecting what was happening in the Navajo nation, but we also saw a high rate of young people taking their lives because they identified as gay, lesbian, or transgender. We saw a huge rate of unreported hate crimes being perpetuated against Navajo trans women. And we also saw a huge rate of crimes unreported against Navajo women. And we said that moving forward that we would do more than just advocate for marriage, because marriage is only a part of that, and that's part of the national conversation right now. But there are other issues that continue to affect the LGBTQ community across not only the Navajo Nation, but across the Indian country in general. And we're seeing this story constantly played over and over again.
I have a question for you. I wanted to ask how you personally, like, what your argument is against, because I know in the creation story for Navajos, there's the part where the men and the women separate and there's that river between them. And the reason that there are the, you know, the monsters and whatnot are because the women were by themselves. And I haven't personally heard otherwise, but I've read in like some journals and scientific articles that there exists a version of our creation story where it's similar to that, but doesn't say because they were spread apart and that they were not together, these monsters were created and whatnot. So how do you combat that?
Yeah, I think that I hear this probably every single week or every other month over the last several years, that we actually went to flea markets, went to chapter meetings, We went to community gatherings and the ceremonies to actually bring people together and talk about this particular issue, because one thing that we heard over and over among our tribal leaders was that what are communities saying about this particular issue? Because in many cases they say that Navajo people are more concerned about economic development, more concerned about the livelihood and the health of our kids, right? We made the argument that what we're trying to, our position is that it ties into all of that. When it goes back to, and we're having conversation with elders and parents, one of the things that we always hear is that if you're a traditional Navajo person and you grew up with oral tradition, and even if you didn't grow up that way, the consensus among our people is that Navajo people have always had a history of accepting those that are different, have always had a history of accepting our LGBTQ into our own traditional society, and that our culture is based on like oral tradition, right? Like my grandparents, my grandfather, they shared with us the oral tradition because our history is not written down on paper. So when we talk about the oral tradition, to me that means it's the human, it's a natural creation story that's passed on from my generation onto the next generation. So these stories consistently have always included the Elpa, Nakle, and many others. Many others, I say that because they've been forgotten because of colonialization, because of assimilation, because of the boarding school system. But if you consider yourself as someone that's Nakle or Devba, that can mean that you're a male-bodied woman or a man female. And so this Navajo creation story you're talking about, Nick, the way that I understand it, so that yes, men and women were separated because of a huge domestic dispute. And that's why we have it's a justification for the patriarchal system in the Navajo Nation today. Navajo people have not elected a Navajo woman, an indigenous woman, as their president or their leader for generations now. Whereas if you speak to any medicine person back in your communities, Navajo women were clan leaders. They took on the role. They defeated patriarchy. There was no such thing as patriarchy. So all that is a westernization. That's a westernized thinking, a way of government. When this domestic dispute happened in my creation story, the way that I'm told through my grandparents and my great-grandparents, and I heard this many times in and out from so many others, and the people are having conversations with in the community, is that our Nakle, our Dazba, our LGBTQ community served many roles. They were caregivers. They'd taken on the role of being medicine men and women. They took on the role of being matchmakers. They're the ones that made sure that straight men and straight women were counseled and were provided advice and were married. And I see this consistently among all, if not many, indigenous nations across the United States, that we've always had this before. And in Navajo creation story, we were in many cases their caregivers. We were there to take care of orphan kids when our ancestors came out from war. We were there to make sure that we took care of everybody. So today, modern day LGBTQ Navajos still continue to serve similar, if not the same, roles, and they continue to serve that proudly in their families. And that's what we're fighting for, and that's the history. And I feel like when I continue to talk about these things, when I try to share these stories and try to articulate this, I'm speaking for generations before me that were arguing and articulating the same thing.
So I was wondering, in the past, there has been a very strong presence of homophobia in reservation communities against Two-Spirit and LGBTQ Native peoples. But over time, you know, ever since, it has become a growing issue, and the the climate for how people have treated us in nowadays is a little bit different, although with the current administration, it definitely is retreating back to the old ways. But what are some of the things that you've seen as far as attitudes towards LGBTQ people in your community over the years and since marriage equality was passed in 2015?
So since 2015 until now, the Navajo government has not taken any steps towards any... The Navajo government has not taken any large steps towards full equality or protections for the LGBTQ community in our tribal nation. And that is a huge shame. We continue to talk about this and stress that we need to do something where... I always say that the Navajo Nation in the cases is our tribal leaders are on the wrong side of history when it comes to issues of equality and fairness for our own people, especially for the LGBTQ community. Dr. Jeanette Dale is a close friend of ours. She's a huge advocate for the coalition, and she had said many times to many people across Indian country that the Net teachings have always told us that both sexes, and it's not binary, that's the thing, it's not about straight, kind of like it's sexes in our tribal communities, especially in Navajo, has not been binary. But she has said that both sexes, when she's talking to male and female, have been important to the survival and the perpetuation of our people, right? Like the survival of our people. But she said that at one time, our people have always acknowledged like third or multiple genders in our society. And she acknowledged the fact that Nekle and Dantabai and many others have been a part of that. And this is a Navajo woman writing the history of Navajo people. If you want to go back, and I think many tribes can say the same thing, we've always had scholars and writers write about our people. And it's documented at the National Congress, the National Library of Congress, or it's at our local libraries. But the people writing those histories are not from our tribe, or they're white. And Dr. Vento is someone that's very well respected in our nation. And she said that the imposition today of modern democracy, so westernization, colonization, capitalism, has actually led a loss of memory about the inclusion of not only women, but trans women, and our LGBTQ relatives in regards to how we build our nation. And I think in that case, it's very powerful that she said that. And I really believe in that. And I think that until nations can really be self-sufficient and really achieve true sovereignty, as we always try to advocate, we need to see more Native women leading at the helm. We need to see more acceptance of our LGBT community in our communities. And I feel like we still have a long way to go. And the Navajo Nation, it should be the leader in that fight. And I feel like over the next couple of years, something will get done. But it's been a struggle for all of us to not only organize here at home, because it's been so hard to do that, because there is definitely a generation divide, because I can go into community and try to speak the best that I can, but in many cases the communities I've gone into, there's a lot of elders, and in many cases all of these elders don't speak the English language, or Belagana, the Zod, as I would call it. And for me, like, I'm not fluent in our own language because of the impact of the boarding schools upon my grandparents. But I'm seeing that generation divide, and I'm seeing how that impact continues to affect us negatively on a very grassroots level. But I'm optimistic that something will get done very soon, and our coalition is working towards that. This coming summer, the Navajo Nation Council, there's about 24 members. They are working towards introducing a law that will actually codify anti-discrimination language that will protect someone, anyone that's living in the Navajo Nation against discrimination based upon their sexual orientation, their gender identity, or their gender expression. And I only see this as the case fact that this council is going to do this now, because we've seen a lot of young, progressive thinking Navajo leaders that sit within the tribal council today. And I'm really hopeful that something will get done over the next year, but our coalition is going to continue to lead at that front.
Excellent. And for those who are interested in finding out more or joining your cause, where can they find you?
So those that are interested in, I think if anything, we need more help in regard. If you're not living on the Navajo Nation, the way that anyone could help us is donating to our cause. And any amount of contribution will help, whether it'll go towards our volunteers' gas money, or go towards purchasing pamphlets that will go out to communities or knocking on doors on, having conversations with grandmas and grandpas. Go to our website at www.NavajoEquality.org. You'll find all the information you need there. Something that's going to happen over the course of the next couple of months is that we're going to actually add an interactive part of our website where other tribal nations will actually get to read about what laws that directly discriminate against the LGBT community listed there. Right now we have a thing called tribal nations that deal with marriage equality, but we're going to extend towards something more comprehensive than that. But I'm really excited about where Diné equality is going to go over the next couple of years. And I mean, if anything, I'm more optimistic and hopeful because we're seeing not only young people, we're seeing elders, we're seeing grandmas and grandpas advocating against laws that directly discriminate against the LGBTQ community on the Navajo Nation. I'm seeing that elsewhere across Indigenous country.
Well, Ray, I want to thank you for joining us and talking with us today. It's really a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you so much, Jackie. I really appreciate it.
So that was our interview with Alray Nelson from Diné Equality. You can find more information on Facebook at Diné Equality. And I think DinéEquality.org. We'll post a link as well. They're currently having a campaign to have a Diné Equality event this summer. So we'll be posting links to that on our Facebook page, Rose City Native Radio. Coming up next, it's your favorite and mine, Soup. Super Indian, here on Rose City Native Radio.
Super Indian.
Super Indian. Cal Van Eric. I love this part, Hubert. Watch.
I make them white eyes pay.
You take them flaming arrows to the prairie.
General Bear, Indians don't talk like that.
Cal Van Eric does. He's an Indian with three names.
Yeah, he didn't talk like that in the Smoke Jumpers movie.
Humor, Cal Van Eric was like that in Moccasin Force and Geronimo, first Indian on the moon.
I hate when they mess with the timeline.
Yes, it's time for Super Indian. With each attempt to disrupt life on the Leaning Oak Reservation, evil villain Wampum Bags has come closer to defeating his mentor, tribal medicine woman Flora Logan. Wampum dispatches his most famous evil associate. Hubert is cleaning ashtrays at the bingo hall, blissfully unaware of the danger that awaits him.
Oh, dang, must be my Uncle Chester. Hello?
Hubert, it's Uncle Chester. I'm at the tribal bank, and Lena Marie is withdrawing a bunch of money.
That's nosy, Uncle Chester.
Ah, Hubert, it's a company check. Oh. She's with Chief Yellowshirt, Cal Van Eric, and some Hollywood hot body.
Cal Van Eric here? Uncle Chester, he's the most famous Indian on the planet.
Oh, he's an Indian in the movies, isn't it? But how do we know Cal Van Eric is really Indian? Huh. The internet says he's Chumash Paiute Ojibwe with a Romanian mother. Oh. But it could be Mantan and a wig. Mm. Oh, wait! They're heading over to the bingo hall. Get Mega Bear and DOG.
You got it, Uncle Chester.
Meanwhile, Chief Jerry Yellowshirt and Lena Marie show off the bingo hall to their Hollywood guests.
And this is our newly renovated bingo hall, Cal Van Erich. We spent over $5,000 on custom linoleum.
Your tribal logo is in every square.
It's custom.
For the movie, we'll recreate the bingo hall of 1992 instead of this generic Native Americana.
Generic?
49 Productions, Sage speaking.
Sage, it's Rumpum Biggs. I trust everything is evil.
Everything is going as planned.
Tell Cal Van Erich I'll be there very soon.
Cal Van Erich, our benefactor is on his way.
He is. I'm honored. Chief Yellowshirt, is Mrs. Logan meeting us here?
Oh, yeah, sure. She's over by the coffee machine.
Come, Sage. My producer really wants to meet Mrs. Logan.
Oh, I get it. I'm cut from the movie because of that old woman.
No, Chief, you weren't never in it. They're filming the Lena Marie story first.
Mrs. Logan, what a pleasure. I'm Cal Van Erich, the Indian with three names, star of Smoke Jumpers and Wagon Wheel of Death. I'm rarely recognized, sans buckskin.
Oh, Annie. Nice to meet you, Mr. Van Erich.
That's Cal Van Erich. Please, use all three of my names.
Mrs. Flora Logan, so we meet again.
Wampum, baby, I thought you had confidence in me.
Cal Van Erich, this is between me and the Madison woman.
But I was about to show them my highlight reel and then clean out their tribal bank.
Cal Van Erich, you've been like an evil son to me, but it's time you know the truth. I engineered your successful movie career.
What?
Ah, here they are, Lena. Oh.
And I even bought your tribal enrollment card.
Oh. Wampum Banks, I knew you'd be back. I'm ready for you. Take that. You feel that, Banks? I got more where that came from.
Feel my power, medicine woman.
My God, Bags, she's an old woman. She can't last long pinned to the ceiling like that. Lena, let's get out of here.
All right.
How long can Grandma Logan hold out pinned to the ceiling? The conclusion of our story in the next astonishing Super Indian adventure.
Super Indian.
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
Are not ready.
raven. That's not how story told it. That's not how story's journey woven had unfolded. You can ask your grandma exactly how the old lived. I got the light and I hold it. You can ask your grandpa exactly how the old lived. I got the light and I hold it. Oh grandpa, tell me a story about the good old days.
That was Mob Bounce with Oral Tradition, and before that, Super Indian. You can find more information on Super Indian at superindiancomic.com or on Facebook under Super Indian. All right. I'm trying to figure out. Oh, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. So I actually just came back from a work trip. I was up in the Great White North and not Canada. I was up in Alaska. And I had a great time. Shout out to anybody from or listening in Hooslia. Went out to Hooslia and Fairbanks. Had a fantastic time. Had some good salmon. Had some good moose meat. It was fantastic. So I say that all because I'm going to wrap it up today with Tanya Tagok, award-winning throat singer. This is Tanya Tagok with Caribou. Stay tuned at 7 for the Indigenous Power Hour mix. Again, we're highlighting some tracks from the Tiny House Warriors mixtape. It's pretty good, y'all. I really enjoy it. So we're going to be highlighting some tracks from that, also mixed in with regular stuff that we throw in for the mix. It's going to be a wonderful stew. Come on out for the music potlatch. 7 p.m. So stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. This is Tanya Tagok with Caribou here on Rose City Native Radio. That was Tanya Tagok with Caribou. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. You can email us your local events, your music, your topics, and more at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. Also, again, we are looking for folks in the Native community here in Portland who knew the late, great John Talley. We are trying to set up an honoring episode special for him, and we'd love to talk with people who knew him during his time at KBOO and can talk a little bit about the man himself. So please email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com if you'd like to come talk to us about John Talley. You can find us here every Thursday. Stay tuned for the Indigenous Power Hour coming up next. You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6:59, and again, coming up, the Indigenous Power Hour mix with your DJ Gila River Monster here, ready to party.
This program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. More audio is available online at kboo.fm.
Portland on 90.7 FM, K2H2BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. The month of June is Pride Month, an opportunity to shine a light on the vast heritage of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, unquestioning, intersex, asexual, or agender, as well as two-spirit community members. Here at KBOO, we will be celebrating LGBTQIA2S+ heritage on Tuesdays, 7 to 8 p.m., with live panels from our studios, where we will have guests from these communities talk to us about their culture, presence, struggles, and relevance. Tune in to KBOO every Tuesday throughout the month of June and into July, 7 to 8 p.m., and join us in celebrating LGBTQIA2S+ heritage with our special Pride Month live panels. This upcoming Tuesday,